Green Mill Murder, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. It was 11 by the Green Mill's clock when the cornet player went into a muted reprise in Bye Bye Blackbird, and one of the marathon dancers plunged heavily and finally to the floor at Phryne Fisher's feet. She stumbled over him. His partner dropped to her knees with a wail. The cornet player stopped mid-note. The tall Amazon with the bass gave one final mellow plunk. Tintagel Stone stood up. The three musicians came forward as Phryne turned the man over with her foot and recoiled, dragging her escort with her. The jazz players bent over the fallen man, and a high female voice, much affected by gin, screamed,
"The manager! Call the manager!"
"Come away, Charles," said Phryne calmly. "There is something seriously wrong with that man."
"Why, you don't mean that he's..." began Charles, and Phryne nodded.
It had been such a promising evening up until now, Phryne reflected, feeling Charles begin to tremble in her grasp. The monumental ceiling of the Green Mill glittered with electric stars. She herself glittered in a Lobelia Georgette dress with paillettes of Chinese white and diamantes. She had been dancing a foxtrot with Charles Freeman, sole scion of an extremely rich family, who was a tedious but socially acceptable escort. The two remaining contenders for the dance marathon prize, one baby Austin Carr, value £190, had been dragging themselves drearily around in ever-decreasing circles, requiring Phryne to dance carefully around them. She had been pleased with the dress, delighted with her dancing skill, and satisfied with her partner, who had been sufficiently snubbed to make him stop talking about his dead father's wealth and his own importance. She had been a little elevated on Grand Marnier, a flask of which reposed in her garter. She had been warmed by the admiring regard of the eponymous banjo player of Tintagel Stone and the Jazzmakers. His acetylene blue eyes had been on her all night. They had produced an agreeable frisson. Now she was stone-cold sober and unenchanted, as she always was in the presence of death.